This is Bela Fleck, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, your source for NPR news and classical music from Northern Michigan.
Hi, I'm Finn. I'm 9 years old, and I play piano and violin. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Finn, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to an all-new week on IPR's Kids Commute, and this week was Finn's idea. So for Finn, this is Harry Potter week. We'll hear music for all four Hogwarts houses, and then on Friday, we'll take a trip to the theater. If you are a young magic user who attends Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, the first thing that will happen to you on your first day of school is that you will put the sorting hat on your head and it will choose a house for you. The four houses of Hogwarts School are Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, and Slytherin, and each house has a particular personality. Today we'll visit Gryffindor House. The colors are gold and maroon. And here's the poem from our sorting hat to go with Gryffindor's. You might belong in Gryffindor, where dwell the brave at heart. Their daring, nerve, and chivalry set Gryffindor's apart. So Gryffindor's are often the good guys who are just going to rush headlong into battle, not necessarily with thinking first, but they really want to do the right thing. One very ancient wizarding family that's had lots and lots of Gryffindors in it is the Weasleys. Ah, yes, the Weasleys. Many, many Weasley children and their parents, Molly and Arthur, and they all live in a really cool old house with lots of personality called the Burrow out in the country. There are seven of them, all redheaded and all Gryffindors. Harry's very best friend in the whole wide world is Ron Weasley. Here's Ron Weasley meeting the Sorting Hat.
Ha! Another Weasley. I know just what to do with you. Gryffindor!
Yeah, you can see the Sorting Hat has no question that Ron Weasley is a Gryffindor. So we'll start out today with music for Gryffindor House and for our friends the Weasleys. This is The Weasley Stomp by Nicholas Hooper. Thank you. Weasley Stomp by Nicholas Hooper. That was from Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Love the Weasleys. Even their music is great fun. Now, kids commuters, I hope you enjoyed that. We are learning this week about all of the different houses in Hogwarts, and every day we're going to tell you how to get into the common room. So if you are a Gryffindor, to get into the common room, you have to get past a lady in a painting. How do you get in? Well, you have to tell her the password. You might try something like balderdash, banana fritters, flibbertigibbet, pig snout, or odds bodkins. Those have all been effective passwords to get past the lady in the painting. So good luck to you. Tomorrow, we'll learn about the Hogwarts house that I personally identify with. We'll find out which one tomorrow. Okay, kids commuters, time now to start our new Quizlet for the week. All week long, we'll ask you a question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a little prize envelope. We'll give you a shout out on the air. We'll enter your name to win our monthly grand prize, 50 packets of applesauce from our friends at Go-Go Squeeze. Now, first of all, it's very important. One of you sent me a correct answer last Friday during the broadcast, and I missed you. So, Kelton in Reed City, you were correct last week with our Quizlet with Rosa Parks. Good job. Okay, this week, you can't get this wrong, everybody. We're just taking a poll, and I'm so curious about the results. We'll give you the final results on Friday. Here we go. If you're a Harry Potter fan, where do you think the Sorting Hat will send you? What is your Hogwarts house? Answer that poll. Let us know. Tell us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And again, you can't get it wrong, so let us know. That's all for today's Kids Commute. All you Gryffindors and Weasleys, have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to the rest of our Hogwarts houses for the rest of the week. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.